$9.84. If you see a charge for that amount on your next credit or debit card statement, give it some thought. You could be the victim of a new scam that's getting more public notice after the recent data breaches at Target and Neiman Marcus. Instead of hitting you with big, clearly fraudulent charges, this latest scheme depends on victims not noticing they're being ripped off. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
So let's begin with an extremely informal survey at Chicago's Navy Pier. That's where I ask people if they'd notice a charge of $10 or less on their credit card statement.
Yes, because that $10 add up.
Housekeeper Isabella Boykin is certain. 30-year-old Marcel Sakur, a food company worker, isn't.
Probably I wouldn't care much. Like, I wouldn't pay much attention.
Steve Barnes with the Better Business Bureau says that's what scammers count on. And there's another reason why some consumers may ignore small charges.
Usually if it's a joint credit card, the husband thinks the wife charged it, and the wife thinks the husband charged it.
But Barnes says the Better Business Bureau is hearing from consumers across the country about credit charges for $9.84 for what look to be very innocuous purchases.
Most of them we're seeing are saying customer support. They say website support. And basically, they're really trying to do is give it really pedestrian in essence, so it flies underneath the radar.
But Lois Greisman with the Federal Trade Commission says it's an old scam and clever.
$9.84 makes you think you actually purchased something. But the idea of illegally putting unauthorized charges on somebody's credit card statement and doing it in a particularly low amount that's not likely to jump off the sheet, assuming anyone's even reading it in the first place, is a fairly known tactic by scammers.
No one's sure how big this con is, but after complaints started piling up on website forums, Brian Krebs of KrebsOnSecurity.com began investigating. He doesn't think the 984 scam is tied to the recent data breaches at Target or other big retailers.
When I look back at the domain names and the different website names and so on that were involved, it was pretty clear that this had gone back many, many months before Target, and that this operation had just been, going on for quite some time.
Krebs says the fraudsters hired call centers in India and set up websites that were fronts to look legitimate. The Better Business Bureau's Steve Barnes says that's why scam artists who steal credit card numbers hope consumers will overlook small charges.
Because they can change it from $9.84 to, $20 tomorrow.
If you notice a problem, he suggests you call the credit card company right away for a new card. The FTC's Greisman also has some common sense advice.
There's no substitute for reading line by line your credit card statement.
And making sure that any charges, especially small ones, were actually made by you. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.